Hey friend, welcome back to our second episode of the Confidence to Homeschool podcast. Today we're going to be diving right into the five things that you get the freedom to do in homeschooling. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Confidence to Homeschool podcast with me, Kelsey Shalane. I'm a lover of all things Jesus, an exceptional wife to an exceptional husband, and a homeschooling mama of four. Together, let's trade in those insecurities and questions of if you can homeschool for the confidence that homeschooling was the right decision for you. Through simple homeschooling techniques, growth in God, and small mindset shifts, we have the power to change generations and set our kids' hearts tuned to the Lord and a love of learning. So grab your lukewarm coffee, because who gets to drink it hot anyways, and let's shave off years of that how to homeschool learning curve.
Well, I hope you are having an absolutely fabulous day so far, and I just want to jump right in. We are going to be talking about all of the freedoms that homeschooling has afforded us today, and so many of us struggle to give ourselves the permission that homeschooling does not have to be done in a certain way. There are state laws, there are mandatory things in some states, but as far as the actual homeschooling itself, you are not bringing school home. You are not following anybody else's rules. You are not following anybody else's agendas. You really do get to take homeschooling and create freedom out of it. If you want to go and travel and you want to see where the battles were fought in history, if you want to go and go to a science museum and get some hands-on time, that is your prerogative, and you are able to do this journey however it is that you want. I mentioned in our last episode that we have always and forever done school anywhere from 2 to 4 days a week. We have never been above 4 days a week. We started doing school for about 20 minutes a day. We grew that. You have so much freedom in homeschooling, and I just want you to be able to fully hear my heart and understand that you are capable of doing this and making it your own however it is that you want to do. And that right there is just like life-giving. But I am going to go ahead and break it down for you guys in five different ways that I used in the beginning to create the homeschooling atmosphere that I was looking for. So first things first, step number one, we took breaks as needed. When we used to go from subject to subject, Addison would need just a minute to turn her brain off of the one thing and go into the next thing. And so I remember talking to one of my friends, and she was like, yes, but you don't get to take breaks in life all of the time, switching from one thing to the other. And I'm like, well, this is a right now time. This is not an all of the time. We are not going to be carrying this throughout life. So whenever I would get done with English, we would take a 5 minute break and she would take a second. And the only thing that was required in that 5 minute break was she had to be moving. She's never been diagnosed with ADHD. I will probably never seek out a diagnosis for that. I don't even honestly know that she is ADHD, but I do know that I am ADHD. So I went ahead and dove into the science of ADHD, and it does parallel in this particular area with children. And so my requirement was, you have to move. You have to be moving. She could put music on and do a dance. She could put a YouTube video on and do yoga on YouTube, or she could do it however she wanted. I could tell her, okay, do 10 jumping jacks, or go run. At this point in time, we lived in our RV. Go run around the RV 5 times. There's no rules. There's no rules, y'all. You get to do this. You get the freedom to figure this out however you wanted. But what I learned was the movement creates dopamine in the brain, which is those happy receptors and those happy responses that your body gives to you. And even in times of frustration, when we're getting aggravated and she's getting frustrated because she's not understanding a concept, or I'm getting frustrated because I'm not understanding how to teach it to her, because let me rabbit hole this one and let you know that so much of the time that we're frustrated with them, it's actually our frustration with ourselves of not being able to figure out how to get the information to them that makes sense to their brain. And that's a really big ordeal. And I, also make sure on a regular basis to tell her, I am not frustrated with you. I know my words and my actions and my tone sound like I am frustrated with you. I am actually frustrated with myself because I am trying to get this across to you and I don't know how to put it in the words to make it make sense to your brain. So, I digress. Let's go back. All right. So, taking breaks. So, it is okay to take as many breaks throughout the day that you need in order to get them from point A to point B. It is okay. Breaks are required. You can go to the bathroom. You can grab a snack. Whatever it is that you're needing in that time, it's okay to take a minute and take a break for you and for them. Okay, step number two, take a day off when it's getting too frustrating for the both of you. I want to say I really screwed this up in the beginning, guys. I created a monster, and she had to relearn that she was not just going to have a bad day in order to get the day off. I really screwed this up, if I can be completely honest with you. I would just get mad and I would get frustrated and she would get frustrated and I would just say, it's just not working today. And I think that a lot of life lessons come in trying to figure out how to work through the frustrations. And one of my very favorite things about homeschooling is all of the life lessons that I get out of it. We talk so much about the socialization aspect of it, but I'll tell you what, there is no better socialization than me and her trying to figure out, I know that was properly incorrect, her and I trying to figure out how to make a problem work when we're both struggling. And we legit have to work on communicating our frustrations and the ability to be able to move on from it. So, I will say there are still days that I can tell that her brain is tapped, and I can definitely tell that my brain is tapped. And I'm like, okay, today we're cutting it short. We are not doing history, or we had planned on doing two English lessons. Because she's completely capable of doing two English lessons, but we're going to take X, Y, and Z off. You know, like, we do have our times that she's just not capable and I'm just not mentally capable. And so we just don't. We take a minute and we regroup the next day. I do reschedule that. Sometimes, guys, we do school on Saturday instead. Remember, we only do school 4 days a week, so I have 3 other days in the week to play with. And because she's homeschooled, she doesn't realize that every Saturday is supposed to be off. She understands that from being told by friends, but in the real reality of things, you don't go to school like they go to school. Sorry, love you, mean it, but you didn't get your stuff done Tuesday, so we're doing school on Saturday. And if you are at the beginning of this and you're like, kindergarten, first grade, I wouldn't even begin to make them make it up, in all honesty. But we're in third, fourth grade now. And so we do make it up. Okay. The third thing that it is okay to do, and it's so funny because I totally just did this, when you're homeschooling, is to go down a rabbit hole. If you are going through curriculum and you are having a day that she's asking a lot of questions or he's asking a lot of questions from you that you're both enjoying. You want to know the answers too. It is okay to go down a rabbit hole and wipe the entire slate clean for the rest of the day and truly dive in. Dive into what it is that they're interested in. Addison really, really loves the history of the royal family. I know this is a controversial subject. People have their own feelings about the royal family. We personally obviously don't agree with all of their things, but on the flip side of that, I find it really fascinating and really interesting, and I want to know more, and so does she. So connect on that level, because you're never going to regret the fact that you sat and went down a rabbit hole with them and learned what they wanted to learn and were interested in what they wanted to know. And I can't tell you how many times it comes up in conversation of her getting excited to tell somebody about something that we learned together. And then they think that's so cool, you know? And then they're, if you listen to me at all whatsoever, you're going to hear me say over and over how important it is to create a love of learning. And that's exactly what you're doing when you go down the rabbit holes. You show them how it is to go want an answer, find the answer, and create the next best question. You show them how to create the questions and want to know more. And to me, there's just not many things that are more valuable than that. I absolutely love and enjoy watching her go down the rabbit holes. Number four, which I kind of already touched on, but I'll just go ahead and give it to you as a bullet point. It is okay to not do every subject every day. We, like I said, we are in 3rd/4th grade. I kind of pulled her back a little bit because, as I have already told you guys, we struggled at one point, and I was not willing to advance her past where she was capable of being, just so that I could put her, quote unquote, on a grade level. So as far as reading goes, she has gone from really struggling with reading to now she's reading, quote unquote, 5th grade reading level. She's a wonderful reader. We're using the Good and the Beautiful level 3 math, but she's flying through it. Should she be in level 4? It's very possible, but I chose not to skip ahead because I think that these are the crucial time periods of her really developing those fundamentals and those basics. But in homeschooling, you have the ability to not do every subject every day. Some days we choose to do history. Some days we choose not to do history. Some days science is a let's go outside, they find something, and we go down the rabbit hole, you know? And other days, like, we don't do science at all. And I don't have a legit science curriculum that I follow. It's truly based off of their desires to learn. And that's my boys also. Like, we follow their rabbit holes and go down their desires to learn. So do what you need to do. Okay, step number 5, tailor their curriculum to them. Addison loves drama. Girlfriend is all about the drama, which I get. She gets totally and completely by rights. Not in the fact that I like drama, but I do love people's stories. Going back to the royal family, I want to know their story. I love people. I love community. I love connecting with people. And so I thoroughly and completely love learning people's stories. So one day, Addison is telling me how much she hates history, how boring it is, blah, blah, blah. And I look at her and I'm like, but you love drama. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, all history is the stories of people's lives. All history is things that have taken place in the past and knowing why it happened the way that it happened. And so we have started doing the Who Was books. And some of them are a little out there for me, and you do have to, disclaimer, there are some of them that talk about different things that I wouldn't necessarily love for them to talk about in the book. So I am going to eventually try to put something together for you guys, really walking you through the Who Was books that I would put like a disclaimer here or there. But most of them are wonderful. We absolutely loved Milton Hershey. He was one of our very, very favorites. The guy that created Hershey's Chocolates. He's been one of our favorites. We enjoyed Princess Diana. We enjoyed Queen Elizabeth II. We have enjoyed Queen Elizabeth I. That one was really good too. Who knew her sister was Bloody Mary and why her name was Bloody Mary and her history. Like, there is so much to be said about these Who Was books and how much we have learned about different people. But what it's done is brought history to life for her, and she has learned to really enjoy history and diving into it. So those are my five things for you today. Tailor their curriculum to them. Big deal. Whatever works for them, whatever they are interested in, go with it, because it's more important that they learn to love learning than it is for them to learn to pass a test. There's enough tests in life, and they're going to be on many other things, and subjects are not necessarily the most important one. But that is all that I have for you today. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on another episode of the Confidence to Homeschool podcast. I am so grateful to you for taking your time to sit here and be here with me. If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider leaving me a review. Scroll all the way down at the bottom of the screen, and in the blue letters, there's a place that says write a review. Go ahead and click on that. Give me 5 stars and share this with a friend. If you have somebody that is kind of on the fence with you and you guys are thinking about it, iron sharpens iron, you guys. Send me some information on what it is that you are, what questions it is that you have, and let's connect. So thanks so much, and I hope you have the best day. Hey friend, thanks again for joining me today on your journey to the confidence to homeschool. I hope this podcast blessed you with one more tool of success. If it did, please scroll down to the bottom of your screen and leave me a review. Share it with a friend. Just remember, confidence in anything takes practice, so let's grow.